Good evening, Raglan. Now we're into it. This is the Fourth World. I'm your host, Louis. I'll be taking you through to about 7:20, give or take. Running a bit late now, so I might have to run right up to 7:30. My apologies, Tony, who does the show after me. Anyway, this is... That was a track by Alessandro Cortini called Amor Amaro. Alessandro Cortini is actually the synthesizer player, or I'm not sure, he might play other instruments, but in Nine Inch Nails he was playing synthesizers. He's kind of a modular synthesis expert. That was a solo track by him, an epic opener. That was my epic opener to the show. Today's show is going to be slightly abstract, so to speak. I did think about, because it's such a beautiful day and it's a long weekend, so there's lots of people out there with good vibes, I did think about doing a light, fun show, and then I thought, well, nah. I actually kind of like the contrast of such a beautiful day and some more sort of slightly odd, borderline creepy music. Creepy's not the right word, but you'll get the picture once we get there. It's the sort of music. Actually, I'm going to dedicate this show to my mum, because some of the music will be the sort of music that she would say with full conviction, this is not music, which is great. I love my mum, but some areas we disagree. Also, I'd like to point out that the Fourth World show, although it's based on music from all around the world, it's not a world music show. It takes music from global areas, the whole globe. But I don't like to get caught up in the trappings of the marketing concept that is world music. It's just music that isn't afraid to incorporate or hybridize different elements from primal music. Our most basic sort of percussion to high technology and the most forward-thinking kind of instruments. All right, enough of that chitter-chatter. I'll be on with the next track, and the next track is by a group called Asa Tone, who are three people, one from Jakarta in Indonesia and two from New York, and this is a track called To Tell a Picture. Oh, hold on a minute. Gotta get my technology on the go. Let's try this again. This is To Tell a Picture by Asa Tone. Tracing each symbol, it You're listening to The Fourth World on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. Going for a fairly abstract show tonight. In my mind, when I was thinking about planning this show, I was thinking that if this show were a tribe, it would be the long forgotten descendants of the computer scientists of ancient Earth, which is in the time of this tribe as a lost discipline. They've inherited their a very distinct but conflicted personality and those traits from their ancestors, the computer scientists. They're introverted, the hyper-intellectual purist, yet they're still human, still fallible, utterly convinced of logic, yet beholden to the emotional life as visceral and as untamable as all the people they look down upon. And they're still bound by primal and creative earthy urges, hence they make music. So if today's show was to be a tribe, that's the sort of tribe it would be. And part of that tribe is the people we've been listening music from. Excuse me, I'm quite tired. I've been up and down the mountain about 20 times this week, so I'm going to be a bit fuddly with my words. But anyway, we've just heard from Tamaga, which is one of the patron saints of tonight's show. There's only two patron saints of the show tonight, Coil and Tamaga. Coil's track Broccoli is actually the impetus for the show. It's a track that I love. I love the track Broccoli, and also Broccoli's pretty tasty too. So that's towards the end of the show, you'll be hearing that. But that last show was called song was called Are We All Water by Tamaga. Tamaga's a duo. Actually, rest in peace. What's his name? One of the part of Tamaga actually died. Tom Reelin. He died in 2020. So yeah. Thoughts to him. But the other half is Valentina Magaletti, who's a drummer. She's one of my current favourites, actually. She's in a few different groups that I love very much. One called The Vanishing Twin, one called Moin, and then she makes music under her own name as well. So check her out. Most of the stuff, I haven't listened to all of her stuff, but most of what I've heard is super interesting and really good stuff. So that's Valentina Magaletti. And then we had a little track by Jan Jelinek before that, which I blended partway into the Tamaga track, and that was called John Cage, I've Been Told to Ask You the Following Question, Where Are You Going? And it's called that because Jan Jelinek is actually a techno legend from Germany, and if you're into techno at all, you should know his name. I'm pretty sure he is part of the Cologne crew. The record company label is Compact. I'm pretty sure he's pretty deeply tied in with them. But anyway, he did a project where he took interviews from the German radio broadcasting organization, and he took interviews that they had recorded with different artists and musicians and figures from throughout history, like John Cage for one. Actually, Lady Gaga was there as well, strangely enough. But he cut out the silences in between words and the pauses and the ums and the ahs and the ers, and so he cut them all out, and he made them the feature of some pieces of sound art or music, whatever you want to call it. And he also added, he had a algorithmic kind of program which would respond to those sounds and add sonic elements as well. So that's pretty interesting. So that's I really love it. Makes me laugh, makes me giggle, but it's also pretty strange and odd at the same time, because humans are weird, and that's the aspect that I like to focus on in my show, is the oddities of the human world. So without further ado, I will play you a track by an Irish duo. I think they're based in Berlin, as a lot of techno electronic heads are, because it's a mecca for that sort of stuff. But they're called Lacquer, and this track is called Milch, off their album called Tundra. You're listening to The Fourth World on Raglan Community Radio.
Thank you. has built ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. Make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. Lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city. Come, let us build ourselves a city.
You're listening to the Fourth World, Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM, streaming live on, where are we streaming live on? Streaming live on raglanradio.com. Check us out, all the episodes are up on there as well as a podcast, so you need never have to miss out on the Fourth World. Is it such an essential part of your day, your week, I'm sure. Essential part of your life. This is a track by, again, Tamaga, called Bluest. Today's show is a bit more, as I said before, abstract, a bit more slower. So, you know, just calm yourself down and make a cup of tea or run a bath or something, and we'll put your headphones on and have a little listen. Before this track, Tamaga track, there was a, I think probably Creepy does sum that one up. That was a track called Come Let Us by Mark Pritchard and Gregory Whitechapel. Yeah, something along those lines. As I was explaining before, if this week's show is indeed a sonic artifact of the daily life of a tribe who are the descendants of today's world's computer scientists, then that was certainly an incantation to the gods of the computer scientists. to bless their new city. Or something along those lines. I'll leave you with this track. It's a pretty track. It's a change of tone from the last one, and it of all the tracks, it almost encompasses the beautiful day that we've had here in Whangaroa. So, yeah, I'll let you enjoy this track. It is called Bluest by Tamaga, and you're listening to The Fourth Wheeled on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. Thank you. Was Ola Schmidt with the Bass 10, and you're listening to The Fourth World, Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. Got a bit more of a, I don't really know how to put it, obtuse, abstract, mixture of ambient, slightly more ambient, not pure ambient, which, you know, I am going to venture into the ambient world at some point. There's some beautiful sonic records put out by many a people, but yeah, for tonight it's still slightly very much rhythmically based. I'm just going to take a quick moment to send out my sincerest salutations to one of my the biggest inspirations for my show, Matthew Forrest. If you're listening out there, Matthew Forrest, that's my blood moon brother, and brother from another mother, and all that sort of stuff. But we share a lot of music, and half of the music comes from him. So I figure I better give out a shout out, to use the radio terminology. But yes, so that was Ola Schmidt. She's a UK based singer, songwriter, producer, sound therapist, and yeah, I'll play another tune. Coming up next is Nicholas Jarre with Almost Fell. And yeah, Nicholas is a Chilean American producer based in New York and has some pretty cool tunes. So check him out. I should also mention that, or I will tonight, hopefully, if I can be bothered, very soon otherwise, put up the playlists underneath the descriptions on the episode podcasts on the website. So if there's anything that you hear that you like, then you can find it in that. It'll be a playlist, a Spotify playlist, so you can, it'll be all there for you at your fingertips, so to speak. As much as I like the antiquated kind of like direct nature of radio, still must take advantage of the perks of technology, and that is one of them. So yes, so if there's anything that you like, check it out. Anything that you hate with a vengeance and you just want to know who it is you're hating, you can find that there too. But this is The Fourth World on Community Radio Raglan 98.1 FM, and I'll be here till around about 20 past 7, so you've got a little bit more of the goodness. Okay.
The earth rises away from the shore. A human figure slopes up from the ground. Its toes touch the toes of its mirror image. Another human figure facing it. The bottom half of this figure is cut into the earth and filled with water that has streamed inland. The top half of the figure is a plain of grass that stretches offshore and descends underwater. The monuments have been brought down to earth. Thank you.
You're listening to The Fourth World on Raglan Community Radio, rough and ready. But hey, we're not about smooth transitions and slick production. We're just about interesting tunes. As Aaron so eloquently put it to me just recently, we are the antidote to the mainstream. Raglan Community Radio is the antidote to mainstream radio. 'Cause I'm not sure about you, but when I listen to mainstream radio, it just makes me think very dark, misanthropic thoughts and things go pretty bad. So, personally, if you like the song or not, like our last one, which was U Nuda by Anna Homler and Steve Moshier, well, hey, that's immaterial whether you really, like, want to dance to it or it makes you feel cozy. For me, I just love the ridiculous, like, diversity. And diversity not in the prescribed diversity that we find ourselves forced into these days, but the diversity that is just inherent in mad humanity doing what they do. Best, which is obsess over things and create and come up with worlds in their own head, which to me is kind of what music is, creation of worlds. But yeah, that was a track by Anne Homler, and apparently that's a language that she has created. She divines that language, and then Steve Moshier creates some airy sort of musical accompaniment to that. So yeah, I think that's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting if you ask me. Moving right along, I'm going to play you a track called Opening Night by Dictaphone. Slightly less experimental, but lovely nonetheless. This is Opening Night by Dictaphone. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio on 98.1 FM.
Thank you.
And that brings to the end another episode of The Fourth World on Ragman Community Radio. That was a track by Coil. Actually, the inspiration for the show. To me, it just encapsulates the perfect blend of the absurd and the profound. And it just kind of, makes me glad that humanity is such an odd bunch. And it makes me think of the infinite kind of multiplicities and infinitesimal sort of little paths that people go down, and I just love that. To me, that's what creativity and life, in a way, is all about. Is just finding that thing that you've, well, creativity especially is all about bringing into the world something that you've never seen before, even though it's informed by a multitude of things that have come before. Anyway, that's getting a bit waxing lyrical. So yeah, that was a track called Broccoli by Coil, and I'll dedicate that one to my sister, who apparently is listening. She's very much connected with the food of this world. And actually, quite a cool little quote, which if you may not have noticed in that song, a little lyric is, by working the soil, we cultivate the sky. And I think that's pretty cool. You know, you may think that it's quite ridiculous, but actually it's quite meaningful, because actually it's very true. Soil, bacteria, seed, clouds. And so without healthy soil, we don't have rain, etc. and so forth. I might actually play one more tune, because normally Tony, who brings you the classical trap, which is the next show, he's normally here chomping at the bit, and I normally sort of get in a bit of a fluster, say my quick goodbyes and leave, and generally miss a tune or two. So it's quite nice. He's actually not here. Hopefully he's okay. Hopefully he hasn't fallen in a ditch or something. But either way, good for me. This is a tune called Motok by Losil off their album Plume. And Motok is one Scott Morgan. He's a producer from Vancouver, British Columbia, which is in Canada. And this is a lovely little tune. Like a lot of these tunes, you just have to not expect any big punchline and just ease yourself into the layers and the textures and the tones. And headphones best, or a very nice sound system. But either way, this is Motok by Losil, and I'll say goodnight for another week. Hopefully you've found something that was interesting and thought-provoking, or not. But listen, tune in next week, because as you may have noticed, if you do listen week to week, good on you, first of all, but every week is almost completely different. Someone described my show as a world music show, but I beg to differ. I think it's not so prescribed as that. Sometimes it sounds like a world music show, maybe. But yeah, next week could be jazz or could be classical, with the Fourth World slant on it, of course. And that slant is normally some hybridization, some kind of mutational quality. And as I said before, all the podcasts will be up on uploaded onto the website, and I will put the playlists on there as well, Spotify playlists. So I've done all the hard work for you. All you need to do is click on the link and away you go. Alright, I'll leave you with this tune. This is Motok by Losil, and you've been listening to The Fourth World on Ragland Community Radio 98.1 FM. See you later.